Senate Building, Coruscant.
Senator Gasil glanced at the holocams that transmitted Senate debates to every office, restaurant, and public area in the Senate building, then shook his head, eyes closed for a moment.
"Full house," he said. "You better have a good speech ready, Char. A really good one."
Niathal adjusted her uniform and prepared to go out onto the Chief of State's platform to address the Senate. Things weren't playing out quite as she'd imagined, but then battles never did, and the political arena was as prone to the fog of war as any fleet engagement. Jacen Solo, whom she expected to see strutting around the Senate, was keeping a low profile.
"It's temporary. It's for the duration of the war, and no ordinary citizens will notice an adverse impact on their lives,"
she said, rehearsing her key messages.
"Play a bit of Omas's clandestine meeting footage, wave around the news of Mandalore and Roche, and everyone nods and says, 'Yes, indeed, Admiral, we live in dangerous times. Please do look after us as interim government, while the Chief of State's office is thoroughly investigated.'"
"I like Jacen," Gasil said, suddenly very quiet. "But is he reliable these days?"
"Reliable for what?"
"I would never have authorized the Gedgen business. It was extreme."
"It's done. Corellia's wobbling a little, because their assorted lunatic fringes have given us a massive bonus by claiming they did it. Bothui has been brought up short because they probably think we did it, but can't believe we had the nerve. And, well, I never thought I'd live to say this, but those ghastly little Mandalorian savages have been wonderfully helpful."
"Char, I don't want to worry you, but have you noticed their rearming? With Verpine Tech, too."
"I certainly have. Best news of the week. Gavil, will you run for the Chief of State's office in due course?"
"Will there be Chief of State?"
"I fully intend to return to elections and civil rule once the war is over."
"Then no, I won't. I'm fine not being where Omas was. If a thing can happen once, it can happen twice."
Gasil steered her toward the access to the floating platform.
"You need to watch your back with Jacen."
"I know,"
she said.
"So I'm neutralizing him now. Start as you mean to go on."
Gasil followed her onto the platform. Niathal looked down at her boots as she stepped onto the platform, and when she looked up, the sheer scale of the Senate chamber unsettled her for a split second. It was a blessing. She knew her genuine dismay would come across as humble reluctance. There was nothing worse for a new military dictator than looking too keen. For a chamber of thousands of delegates, even with the recent secessions and defections, it was remarkably quiet. Her platform drifted serenely into the center of the massive chamber. She was looking into lights and shadows, generally unable to see faces. It was, in so many senses, a theatrical stage, complete with being blinded by footlights.